Today's good people, good words will be presented in Dari and English with subtitles in Arabic, Alaxis or Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, and Thai. سلام بینندگان مهربان، به برنامه افراد خوب و اعمال خوب در سوپریم مستر تلویزیون خوش آمدید. برنامه امروز در مورد پروژه کتاب ترانه های اطفال افغانی دکتر لوئیس پاسکال است که به احیا و ترویج آهنگ های زیبا و سنتی کودکان افغانستان میپردازد. دکتر پاسکال یک داوطلب سازمان صلح آمریکا در افغانستان بود و اکنون استاد هنرها و یادگیری خلاقانه دانشگاه لیزلی آمریکا است. بیایید بیشتر در مورد این پروژه و آغاز آن آگاه شویم.
It originally started in 1966 when I was in the Peace Corps. I went to Afghanistan as a 22-year-old and I first was asked to teach English, which I did, to boys who lived in the provinces. I had just graduated from college and I had gotten a degree in education and in music, and I was interested in whether the children were singing in schools. So I worked with some people who were helping me out, and they said that I could go in and teach songs. So I found an Afghan poet and an Afghan musician, and we together, because I didn't know the songs, they helped me. I wrote the songs down. They sang them to me because I didn't have a tape recorder. And then I went and taught the children the songs, and they drew all the pictures.
در سال 1968 3000 عدد از مجموعه ترانه‌ها و نقاشی‌های دکتر پاسکال توسط کابل پرس منتشر شد و در سراسر افغانستان توزیع گردید. بعد از این دکتر پاسکال کار داوطلبان خود را در افغانستان با پایان رساند و به آمریکا بازگشت. متاسفانه در دهه 90 و اوایل قرن 21 افغانستان با درگیری‌های داخلی روبرو شد و بخش بزرگی از میراث فرهنگی و هنرهای سنتی از کشور از جمله موسیقی‌اش از بین رفت. در سال 2003 دکتر پاسکال که بسیار نگران شده بود تصمیم گرفت تا از طرف مردم افغان اقدام انجام دهد.
So about that time I looked in my bookcase and I found my old songbook, and I stood in my living room and held it and thought, wow, this may be the only copy of those 16 songs that is left, because if in fact everything was destroyed, maybe there isn't anything left, and it's been so long, it's almost 20 years since people have sung these songs. So I vowed that I would return them somehow, and I really actually didn't have any idea how I would do that. But that's kind of how it all got started. It was a small idea. I just thought I would get the songs back to the children.
دکتر پاسکال بعد از مشورت با افراد و سازمان‌های بسیاری خوشبختانه توانست تا با آقای وحید قاسمی که یک موسیقیدان معروف و محترم افغانی است و در تورنتوی کانادا زندگی می‌کند همکاری کند.
So I started finding people that I could talk to about it, and in the end there were a few people that were very, very important to the project. One was Wahid Qasime, who is the musician who I worked with, who lives in Toronto and also in Kabul. And he was, when he saw a copy of the old songbook, he actually burst into tears. He was so excited. to see these songs again.
آقای قاسمی به این پروژه پیوست و شروع به تهیه یک نسخه جدید از کتاب ترانه نمود. او مطالعه کرد، ترانه ها را تنظیم نمود و آنها را آموزش داد و 16 آهنگ به زبان پشتو، آذری، ازبکی و دری ضبط نمود. تمام این ترانه ها را کودکان افغانی که در تورنتو زندگی میکنند خواندند.
There's 16 in the original songbook. It had 16 songs, and the children's drawings are here. This is a copy, so it's not great quality. What Wahid did was go through this songbook and choose most of these songs, but it had been so long that I didn't know where the songs came from, who composed them, where the music was from, so he did incredible research on each song. So the new songbook also has 16 songs, but a couple of them are different from this songbook.
این کتاب جدید ترانه ها 24 صفحه دارد و به نام قوقو برگ چنار سرودهای مشهور اطفال افغانستان می باشد و اشعار تمام ترانه ها به دری است، همراه با نقاشی های رنگارنگی که توسط کودکان کشیده شده و ترسیم های نیز از کتاب سال 1968 دارد. این کتاب همچنین به انگلیسی ترجمه شده و ترانه های حرف نویسی نیز دارد. National Geographic Society نیز کمک کرد تا این پروژه تأمین مالی شود و دکتر پاسکال توانست از این طریق 3000 کتاب را در سال 2006 منتشر کند و با کمک مالی همسر سفیر سابق افغانستان در آمریکا خانم شمیم جواد این کتاب ها که هر کدامشان یک سیدی و نوار ضبط در خود دارند سال بعد از انتشار کتاب در مکاتب و آشیانه های سراسر افغانستان پخش شد.
Mrs. Shamim Jawad was a person I went to visit in Washington D.C. when I was just checking to see if it was a good idea, and I had her listen to a couple of the songs Wahid had recorded with the children, and she put on the earphones and she listened, and then she just said, "Oh!" She got so excited. She said, "I haven't heard this song since I was a child." She said, "Oh, you have to do this. You have to do this." To date, there's 25,000 copies of the songbook out to elementary schools and orphanages and some women's centers, and they're all over Afghanistan, not just in Kabul. And we're right now ready to get 5,000 more out, and in the spring there will be another 5,000. I'm hoping by the spring when we do the second 5,000, we'll also have the teacher's guide to go along so that people will deliver the songbooks and then give the teacher this book.
از تمام کتاب‌های ترانه که به طور رایگان به کودکستان، مکاتب، و آشیانه ها در افغانستان داده شده بود به عنوان کتاب موسیقی و برای ترویج سواد آموزی استفاده می شود.
And we didn't know this when we started the project that it's also helping the women learn to read, because one of the effects of being at war so long is that a lot of women grew up not learning to read. So the songbook project has actually helped the women who are now singing to their kids, and the whole thing is working out.
به نظر دکتر پاسکال موسیقی برای پیشرفت کودکان افغانستان ضروری می باشد و معلم ها نقش مهم در آموزش آنها از طریق موسیقی و ترانه دارند.
Yeah, I spent a lot of my life teaching music and working in education. And first of all, music, I think, defines culture. And it's a part of who we are. In fact, one Afghan said when they took our music, they took our soul. So it's pretty important that we keep music alive and we keep singing the songs, our children's, our own songs. But also, music is an incredibly powerful way to teach reading and other subjects. So when children actually have rhythm in their body and they're singing, they are more apt to learn to read easily, and research has shown that. And the teachers themselves have very little education, maybe sixth grade education. They have no books in the school, and no paper and no pencils. And they have a small blackboard. That's it. So it's really hard, and they want to improve literacy in that country. So I'm going to try to suggest that when we give out the little books and we have a teacher's guide, I would like to put in this package now a blank notebook for the children and a pencil. In the United States, there's a song called "O MacDonald." Mm-hmm. Well, there's a kind of an Ali Baba song. Right. It talks about Ali Baba in his garden. And in his garden, he has a rabbit, and he has a goat, and he has a dog, and he has all sorts of things. So it would be great for them to draw those animals and then write what they are underneath to practice writing, and then maybe come up with new animals and write what they are, and then write what they say, and how does that word sound? What does it start with?
دکتر پاسکال به طور مستقیم تجربه کرده است که چطور پروژه کتاب ترانه برای کودکان افغانستان شادی فراوان برمغان می آورد.
When I went back to Afghanistan, I wanted to see really how the songbook was being used. For some children, they've had the book for a couple years, some places. So I visited orphanages, I visited kindergartens, and I found that the children really treasure this little book, and they know all the songs. They can sing all the songs, every one of them, and they're just delighted. One of the songs that Waheed added to the songbook was an alphabet song. He took an old melody, and he said, they need an alphabet song. And so it was great to see the kids learning that and singing and following along with their finger. And that's when I got the idea, wow, we could use this much more to teach reading than we are. I think it's just giving the teachers the ideas, because they themselves weren't taught that way. In Afghanistan, most of the teaching is by rote, and that's all. So I think all we have to do is just give them a few ideas, and I think it'll really help. And maybe if we're lucky enough, we can someday produce a second songbook.
آرزوی دکتر پاسکال برای آینده چیست؟
My wish is that everyone keep singing. and certainly I wish for a peaceful world, and that that we really will see Afghanistan come to a peaceful settlement. We want to keep music alive around the world.
دکتر لوئیس پاسکال، ما صمیمانه از شما و حمایتگران سخاوتمند پروژه کتاب ترانه های کودکان افغانی به خاطر ایجاد شادی و امید فراوان برای اطفال افغانستان تشکر میکنیم. دعا میکنیم که آرزوی شما به زودی تحقق یابد و موسیقی زیبا برای همیشه زندگی مردم را در افغانستان و در تمام جهان بهتر و شکوفا کند. برای اطلاعات بیشتر در مورد پروژه کتاب ترانه کودکان افغانی لطفاً از این سایت دیدن کنید www.afghansongbook.org. قوقو برگ چنار سرودهای مشهور اطفال افغانستان در همین سایت در دسترس می باشد. بینندگان شاد، از شما برای تماشای برنامه امروزمان متشکریم. امیدواریم که زندگی همه مردم مملو از جریان لطیف موسیقی بهشتی باشد. Happy viewers, thank you for watching today's program. May our lives be filled with the soft stream of heaven's music.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/gpgw.